This is Ian Blessed at Hanworth Villa. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner after a very interesting last 2 hours. Guildford City won the game 3-2 and they're through to the next round, but certainly lots of incidents happened.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't start too well. A few changes tonight, obviously, at 1-2, and a few people unavailable, 1-2 having a rest, so it's quite interesting. But yeah, I mean, obviously I felt a bit sorry for Hanworth, to be honest. They had their own making, but you know, down to 9 under their own making, which made it difficult for us in a way. You can't really win when you're playing 9 players. You expect to just go and smash them, but of course they get everyone behind the ball. Matt Gray's very lively on the breaks, they're always going to have the little threat, and so it panned out. You know, we got level fairly quickly when they're down to 9, but we started doing a lot of the wrong things and taking the extra touch and not moving the ball, and you know, weren't a good watch, to be honest. As soon as they scored, we sort of woke up again. You know, we give them a penalty to put them 2-1 back in front, and then we suddenly woke up for 10 minutes and scored the 2 goals that got us through. But pleased to get through, but just, you know, we could, you know, we certainly can play much better, as you know, but we certainly didn't play well. And out of the two sides, you know, if I was Hanworth, I'd be certainly feeling a bit hard done by.
The mistakes, are they kind of good to have the mistakes to kind of be able to learn from those and then take them into the games in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we've got rid of most of them, but obviously it's difficult. We've changed a lot again tonight, as you know, and you know, other than the top two, I think everything else had to be changed around tonight, so it's difficult. But I thought Lee, the keeper, had a good game, made some great saves. Very unfortunate first goal, horrible slippery ball, but he's a good keeper, got no problems with Lee, had a good game, and pleased for him, he'd done well. Yeah, Presley didn't do too bad, showed some nice glimpses, and you know, Nav back for a game tonight as well, scored the winner. So you know, from that point of view, it's pleasing. But I think one or two others, we were just sloppy all over the place at times, but it's understandable what we changed.
I suppose you look at the season and we played really well in a lot of games and not got the win, and we didn't play very well today and we've won the game.
Yeah, that's probably our poorest performance for some time, as you know, but
we still won it.
We still won, but it mirrors back to, you know, having lots of chopping and changing, but we knew that was going to happen tonight anyhow. I mean, you know, we were on a good little roll at the moment. I think it's the fourth game. I don't think we lost in 90 minutes at the moment, and played some good sides as well and played some really good football. Tonight was just about getting through. We didn't play well tonight, but we got through. So yeah, like you say, it's pleasing from that respect.
Hawley's suspended on Saturday, so I think Lee will be playing, won't he?
Yeah, Lee was always going to be playing anyhow tonight and Saturday, and you know, he certainly gives a good challenge to Anthony, and it'll be interesting to see what happens between the pair of them. So it's good.
Murray Price and Joseph again, just always dangerous.
Yeah, a handful, aren't they? I mean, you know, you just can't leave them alone. I mean, they're always going to, they play on the shoulder of the pair and big strong lads, and you know, Steph's all a pace and power, and Carlton's got some, you know, a little bit extra touch and things, but yeah, they're a handful. They're always going to score goals at this level.
I thought the discipline, I know that Jack might have been lucky with the penalty decision to stay on the pitch, but the rest of the discipline was very good. I thought they didn't lose their head when Hanworth trying to manufacture something to maybe level the game up.
Yeah, I think the ref did well in that respect. I mean, a lot of vocals to try and get one or two of our lads off to even it up a bit, but yeah, we did well. It was actually Ray that took the play down, not Jack, so before Jack gets on you. But yeah, I mean, you know, again, Jack said he didn't really head it. His back header was a bit sloppy. He didn't do a lot wrong, but under a lot of pressure, the linesman decided to flag and give the penalty. But, okay, I mean, I'm just pleased to get the game done. So,
good luck on Saturday against Hartley Whitney. Are you expecting a lot of the players back? Some of them were rested today, some of them were, because it's a midweek cup game, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Elvis will be back Saturday. Jordan Phillips, we rested for 2 games, so he'll be back Saturday. He's only a young lad, as you know, we've got to look after him. Ben Rayner should be back. Quite a few others. I mean, Sam Spencer, Tommy Dorigo. Yeah, they'll all be back for Saturday, so we've got a nice strong squad to select from.
So there's a chance of Elvis and Presley being in the same squad?
Yeah, definitely. I think you might see that Saturday, so yeah.
Thanks very much, Kev, for your thoughts. Thank you, and well done for getting through.
All right, cheersy.